political correspondent Micheál Lehane, who's standing by in Leinster House at the moment. Just to begin with broadband, Micheál, following on what Will was saying there about the approval from the EU Commission, is the way now clear, if you like, politically for the government to sign the broadband plan, or will opposition be able to attempt to stop this in the Dáil?
There's no indication, Áine, that what the opposition have been calling for, and it has received a backing of the majority of TDs in the Dáil to try and keep the broadband contract and facilities within public ownership, that the government are going to heed that in any way. There does seem to be a determination to move ahead with it, and I suppose the way is clear. There had been some question marks and surprise in the immediate aftermath of the budget when Pascal Donoghue didn't mention the broadband strategy in that fairly lengthy speech, but it does seem that there is a determination to move ahead. And some ways, the government really, if they were hoping to get plaudits and kudos in rural Ireland for this, that hasn't really materialised. There has been the criticism on the one hand that this entire project is going to cost too much. On the other, a sense on the ground that they've heard so much up to now, rather a sense of incredulity about whether it's going to happen. So I suppose it is important that at least a contract is signed going into an election campaign from a government perspective.
The other issue, of course, that is high on the political agenda this Friday, Micheál, is the deselection of Maria Bailey. It's the morning after the night before for Fine Gael. How have they been managing this news?
They have been taking a fairly low-key approach to it. There is a sense that Maria Bailey, it was a difficult ordeal, but it was inevitable. It had been inevitable for several days now. The clear view in Leinster House was that this was going to happen. Maria Bailey was here for the last number of days. She was prominent. She was composed and graceful in how she has approached this. And I suppose that would give a clear enough signal, we think, about her future intentions. It doesn't appear as if she would be considering going the independent route or taking further legal action, instead playing the longer political game, which is one of the options one can do when politicians find themselves in situations like this, even though this is a particularly high profile one, is hope for a better day, because the world always turns in Leinster House. There have been people around here in the past whose careers have looked doomed and they've made it all the way back to prominent positions in the cabinet years and years later.
One other issue, of course, has been the meeting of Senator Lorraine Clifford Lee with Pavé Point following her online comments a number of years ago. We just heard earlier in the programme Martin Collins from Pavé Point saying he wished other politicians would follow her example, and saying he's fearful for the next election given recent events. How big a concern is this for politicians across the House?
It's a huge concern, and there's real tension around the issue, and there was surprise after what Noel Grealish said in the chamber this week, that suddenly within the biggest debating forum in the country that this issue was now something that was going to be put up in lights, and that changed the rules around this, and it gave a clear indication that this, the subject of migration, is something that's going to be a topic in the next general election campaign. It's woven its way into the fabric of that campaign already, and that is something that has happened as a result, really dating back to the presidential election and the issues that were raised there. And in some ways, many who take a very different approach to it and are concerned believe that there is a political calculation being made here, that there is a degree of support within the electorate for the raising of the topic, despite a clear majority within the 157 in the Dáil chamber who believe that it shouldn't be broached. I suppose the last time we were on similar ground to this was way back in 2004, but on that particular occasion there was a reason for it. There was that citizenship referendum, and so this became a key part of the local and European elections, which were held on the same day, and veterans of that campaign described the atmosphere around it as toxic, and it seems at this point inevitable that there will be some repeat of that.
Micheál Lehane in Leinster House, thank you very much indeed.